Campbell's comments now. We're here at Lower Long Farms, but also Northern Rivers Equine. And I'm catching up with Megan Thomas. Firstly, Megan, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in and agreeing to come on. I try to get to know, I suppose, staff and people behind the scenes. One of the things I try to push, because I think any good business it can only grow with the staff that they have. So, and you're a bit of a unique story here at Northern Rivers, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit unique, yeah.
You're a vet? Fully qualified. How long have you been a qualified vet for?
I graduated midway through 2017.
Yep.
So coming up 5 years.
You came here as a work experience girl?
Yeah, so I first came here in 2015 and I came on placement. I'd met Kath prior to that, but just in passing. And yeah, when I met her, she had Heidi in a pram at the front of a crush, and she was scanning mares. It was during breeding season, and yeah, I remember the name of the clinic, so I decided to come here for placement, and yeah, I've just sort of been coming back ever since. After placement, I started working during the stud season and my holidays, just a little bit of everything and, yeah, helping out.
Your journey starts a little bit earlier than that. You're originally from New Zealand?
Yeah, originally, yeah.
When did you move out?
I was 12 when we moved here, and we moved to straight to Deniliquin in New South Wales.
That in itself would have been a big eye-opener, because yeah. New Zealand's this very beautiful place, and not that Deniliquin's not, but green and hilly, I suppose, and then you go to Deniliquin that's pretty flat.
Yeah, and I'm from southern Otago in New Zealand, so it's very hilly and cold, it snows, and we came straight to Denny, and we came just as summer was starting, so the 40 degree days, and it was a big change.
It's interesting, Blanche Poole, like we're here in the Golden Valley, and that's actually where Blanche Poole's from as
So yeah, and Jocasta, she's from near where I'm from. So
serious?
Yeah, it's a small world.
It is a small world. Veterinary, to become a vet, I mean, one, you got to be academic, but you also got to have a love for it, because it's pretty grueling to get into it. It was a horse farm or a diverse farm like this always on the radar, or was it?
I think so. When I started placement here, as you know, Cass' enthusiasm and her love for a job, it's quite infectious, so I always thought I'd end up doing something like this. But after graduation, I actually went to Katherine in the Northern Territory for 2 years, so I spent time mainly in a small animal practice up there, and then it was just time for a change, and Kath needed a vet, so.
Back to the Katherine thing at the minute, when you said that, I'm like, oh, you've worked on, a cattle station or a big, but no, you actually worked in the township, did you?
Yeah, in the township. We used to go out and do a lot of remote work in Aboriginal communities, a lot of desexing programs and health programs out there. So I saw a lot of the country that I wouldn't have seen otherwise. So it's a good experience, but
Not just that, you would have grown, and you would have
taught me a lot. Yeah, definitely, it was a good experience.
I would imagine. And then, as you said, so you ran into Kath. When did you actually officially start here? 2019, am I right?
Yeah, so September of 2019. So I started the stud season, and I was only meant to stay for the stud season, and I had another job lined up to go to in New South Wales. I just never left. So
It's full on here, and I've released an interview with all the staff the one thing they love is, I suppose, the diversity
and the variety.
Is that something that it sort of attracted you?
Yeah, definitely. No 2 days are the same. You come in stud season and we could be in the middle of scanning 70 mares, and we've got a lameness exam going, and we've got stallions to collect that afternoon, and something's foaling, and it's always fast, and it's always a new challenge.
In 2019, I know I'd been here back then, and although it was big, it's sort of nothing to what it is now.
Yeah. But even from when I was a student, the barn never existed. There were only, I think, six in the six pack, and that was all paddocks.
Yeah.
I came back in 2019, and it was very different.
Yeah. Does that excite you? The way that this place does change?
Yeah, you can't get stagnant. You've got to keep growing and keep developing,
One of the things I said to the guys, and all their eyes lit up when I mentioned it, it was late in the interview, but the whiteboards.
Yeah, they've grown substantially.
That's one of the things I said. Oh, Kath might have been a frustrated school teacher in a previous life. But does that daunt you?
I guess in some ways it can be daunting, but it's a challenge, and I think, I mean, that's part of, I guess, why I love being a vet is, yeah, the challenges you get daily. But yeah, like you said, the whiteboards, when I was here as a student, we used to have one side of a whiteboard and it only probably had, might have been half full, and I think we're up, I think there's five in the clinic at the moment, so yeah, it's grown.
Yeah, but the flip side of that is, I mean, it's very structured. The guys know what they've got to do as well. So it's even though there's diversity, people know what they're going to go.
Yeah.
We've got some exciting things to announce, but just quickly, when you said there about the stay-in collections and that, I mean, as a vet, you go through veterinary school collecting stay-ins and you know, boxing up semen and those sorts of things wouldn't have actually been on your radar, I suppose, of...
Yeah, I guess. I went through uni at Charles Sturt, so it's very... quite large animal based, and we did do stallion collection and repro there, but not to the extent that we do here. And yeah, I guess that's the uniqueness of Northern Rivers and Lower Long, is the working alongside the stud. You know, we see a lot, and right through the every stage of the horse's life as well. So yeah, you get all the stud medicine as well.
Yeah. Do you like the harness racing side of it, I suppose?
Yeah, I love that side of it. There's you know, there's no other species really that we deal with that you get that performance side to them. So I think that's part of the attraction to the horses, is the performance side to them.
And it's exciting, and you've got some exciting news. Basically, you're going to be more than just Megan. You're going to be become partner with CAF in this clinic, and it's going to be the only locally owned clinic.
The only privately owned clinic in Northern Victoria. Yeah, or equine clinic, sorry. Yeah,
which is amazing.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Yeah.
But it must also be exciting for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always been a goal, was to become partner in a business or have something that's my own. So yeah, it's very exciting.
It's one of those ones I'd like to, I suppose, find out about. But look, because I don't think you can just necessarily say, I'm going to become a partner, unless you're driven that way. So that was always on Megan Thomas's radar, is to become a partner, maybe?
I sort of always had in the back of my mind I'd like to be a partner in a business within 5 years of graduation. So just slipped in there, which is exciting.
Can I ask a rude question? How old are you?
I'm 28.
28.
Yeah.
With both sides of this farm, I mean, that's huge. Like,
yeah, it is. It's very exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a great area to be a part of, isn't it? Like, it is cool. You've been pretty much around here, because Wagga would be only 4 hours from here.
Yeah. And grew up in Denny, so it's not too far either.
Yeah, so from family and friends and things like that.
It's nice to be close to home.
It is a good climate, although it is a little bit wet today when we've recorded this, but it can be a little bit wet. The evolution of this place and the way that it's changed, it must be exciting, not just the amount of mares. I mean, recently, you know, the breeders of the year was Lauriston Park. You've got those horses, so you have these huge quality horses and mares. Woodlands are on board with stay-ins. Like, you've got a horse like American Ideal, who is fully booked out, so you get that sort of backing. That must be exciting. Then you also have the yearling sale side of things with Nutrien, and you guys are officially the partners there with them as far as doing all the scopes and lameness checks.
Yeah, it's great partnerships that we've got established, and it just increases what we get to see as vets and what we're involved in. And I think the scoping last year, we did Melbourne and Sydney. Melbourne, we would have scoped 80% of horses. So yeah, it's good for the clinic, and it's a good partnership with Nutrien.
Do you enjoy that day? Like,
yeah, it's great, and it's
busy.
It's a team effort, definitely. Yeah. I was the only vet, and then we've got three or four people that help out, and they're all very essential in the process. And it's a very busy day, fast paced.
And there's also pressure, though. Like,
you've got to make the right call, definitely. Yep. But it's a necessary part of the process.
I'd imagine CAF, knowing the sort of person that she is, she's always there for that support. Anyway.
On scoping or on sales day, she's usually there with Lower Long, and I'm there with Northern Rivers. But you know, you've always got your second opinions, and I generally use a specialist second opinion just so it's removed. But you've always got backup and support, and Cass very yeah, supportive and a good mentor. So,
and it's one of the things I said with the guys when interviewing them about being almost being encouraged to grow. I imagine absolutely. She does that same with you.
She has a great ability to bring out the best in people, I think. Absolutely.
Yeah, I've said it through my business. I mean, she's quite often will give me a harebrained idea. In fairness, I gave the one for the interview on the staff because I think sometimes there's so many people behind the scenes, including yourself, that people don't get to know about. So I think you've got to get that message out there. But she just basically says to me, oh, you can do it. I would imagine she's similar to you.
Like, absolutely, yeah.
And you walk away, you scratch your head and you think, okay, I've got to do it.
Yeah, yeah. And she has the confidence in people to do it, and she knows they can do it. Yeah, definitely.
The business here, it is very, very big. You know, I asked Kath off air, like, you know, is it going to get any bigger and all the rest? And she goes, no, it's okay. But
we both know Kath.
Exactly. You said that. Yeah. Kath, she said that first, not me. That would be another great thing about, I suppose, signing up for a business like this is to have someone so driven and a partner, Luke. And I'd imagine, you know, from your point of view, that's the part, like, you know, you've signed up for a family.
Yeah.
You say about Heidi being in a push, and the young kids that are taking up a lot more of Kath's time. So you being a partner would take that pressure off her.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the idea of having a partner, I suppose, is to help the business grow further and, be able to provide and,
But does it excite you as well, the way
that... Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. We've got to keep growing, keep getting bigger.
I really enjoy the place, and I think it's great. You do also do, like, you know, we say, you know, Lower Long and Northern Rivers, but you also are a full-time veterinary practice. I mean, it's a little bit quiet at the minute, but stud season, that's ridiculous. But you are also doing lamenesses. You travel Swan Hill, I believe.
Yep. Swan Hill, I'm going there this week,
And you do lots of, like, on-farm lamenesses and things like that. Yep. So I think a lot of people got to be aware of it, that it's not just purely a breeding farm.
Yeah, and we have a lot of external clients that bring their horses to the clinic, or we go out to them. We have an ambulatory practice. So, it's not just the horses on farm. So there's a lot of horses we look after. We also dabble a little bit in cattle as well. So, there's plenty of...
Did you have a love? Like, first, were you always going to be a horse vet, or
probably not at uni. I was really interested in cattle and cattle medicine and surgery, but I got swung to horses, and I wasn't really involved with horses growing up. I did have a pony, but just like all farm kids do, I suppose. But somehow I ended up here and love it. So
how does that work? Like, how does someone that's not had a lot with horses, and horses can be daunting. I mean, I said to Tyson about, one of my biggest eye-openers, and it was basically the first time in the serving barn, and they can be very, very daunting and very confronting. How do you end up, like, with these animals and then fall in love with them when, like, I understand it because I've grown up around them, but...
Yeah, I guess from a veterinary perspective, there's really no other species that we... so intensively managed from a reproductive point of view. Like, even cattle, it's not the same. They want these genetics from these horses. The ET and AI and everything we do with the horses and manage them through their cycles to get the foal, we don't do that in other species, not to the same extent anyway. So I guess repro's a side that I really love, and that's probably what's brought me to horses and kept me here. And then also the performance side, you don't get that in other species either. So, I find that interesting, and, that's probably what's kept me here.
There was one day last stud season, I was actually here for something totally off, which you actually helped me with, but it was something totally different. But you had mares getting scanned and the likes. Calf was doing an embryo transfer out of a horse, had a mare out in the paddock foal, then about half an hour later, had another one. Things weren't going to quite go to plan. Everything ended up being successful.
Yeah.
And that was like, 12 o'clock. Most people are saying, the staff will be off for lunch and that, but no one, like the horses, they don't know that.
Yeah,
like,
they don't stop,
It's full on, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. And during the stud season, you could probably pop in it just about any hour, day or night, and there's someone floating around, whether it's foal watch or someone here scanning a mare at midnight because she's set up for frozen or... Yeah, we're always around doing something.
It's well documented a bit. Well, maybe not for a lot of people. I definitely see a lot of it. Vets and how stressful it is. Like, it's, I think some people don't realise that. Like, they'll turn around and say, oh, she diagnosed this one wrong and all the rest. They don't actually realise that, you know, you don't intentionally do those. So there's a lot of stress, isn't there?
Yeah, it does come with its stresses and its challenges, but I guess, you know, most jobs do. And I guess we have sometimes it's a benefit, sometimes it's not, that the horse can't tell you what's wrong. But it comes with its challenges.
So another thing that you guys do with this practice, I don't know how you do, but a lot of the race day work, not just at the harness, but also in the thoroughbreds. I mean, Kath was working at Wangaratta the other day.
Yeah, and we do the jump outs and the chuka and tat as well. Yeah.
And do you enjoy that part of it?
Yeah, it's good. Especially, you know, you see horses out there racing that we might have bred, or they've been at the clinic for whatever reason. And, yeah, it's nice to see them out racing and succeeding. Yeah, it's good.
Do you enjoy that part too?
Yeah.
Ones that you've bred, or even like an embryo flush that ends up winning races? Like,
Yeah. It's always satisfying. Or you see someone's daughter and we've got that mare on farm. Or, yeah, it's nice to follow them through.
Did you have a love of the harness racing horses before you came here? Or did you have an understanding of them even?
Probably not really, no. Yeah, I didn't grow up around race horses at all. Yeah. So it's been new.
Megan, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done. And I will say, one, good luck. But, I think it's an exciting time. I think this is an exciting farm. It's a lot of fun with what goes on. I get to do a fair bit of stuff here. So
yeah.
I think well done to you. And congratulations being a partner. And I think onwards and upwards. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So thank you very much for giving me a bit of time. And congratulations.
Thank you.